Well, good morning once again. Thank you everyone for coming out on this beautiful day. I keep, you know, seeing everyone. It brings me a lot of joy to see what a beautiful day it is and to realize that you chose to come here. You chose wisely. It's God will, you know, he thanks you for that. And we thank you for that. As was mentioned earlier, my name is Katie Huffman. I'm the secretary for our Magnificat group. And before we get started, we were going to do something just a little different and share some of what we like to call our praise reports. In other words, just answered prayers from our fellow Magnificat sisters that we've heard of. One lady we heard of came to her first breakfast, and she was having trouble selling her home. It had been on the market for quite some time. And she came to her first breakfast. She wrote down a prayer petition to get it sold. And we pray over those prayer petitions. And when she got back home that day, her house was miraculously sold. And she, thank you, Jesus. But she said herself, she attributes that to us praying over those prayer petitions. Another woman that comes here, she came to a breakfast, and she had had a very stiff neck. She wasn't able to turn it from side to side. And she came to one of the breakfasts. It was Maria Vadilla, the speaker. And people were being healed all over, and her neck was instantly healed during that breakfast. So, amen? Maria Vadilla, that's what she always did when she, the speaker. That was a very exciting breakfast. We also have another woman who told us that when talking about Magnificat, how she just loves the breakfasts and just how nourishing they are. And that, we feel, as a service team and the advisory board, is an answer to our prayers. We hope all of you walk away feeling nourished and fed. I definitely feel called. Here I go. I have my tissues ready. I feel called to give one of my own praise reports. Growing up, I always, since I was a little girl, I always dreamt of having a sister. I have two brothers, one older, one younger. They weren't always nice to me, but that's a different story. But anyways, my mom says I'm not always nice to them, but anyways, I always dreamt of having a sister. I'd go over my friend's house, my best friend's house, and it seemed like they all had sisters, and I just remember thinking, wow, you're so lucky. It's like having a slumber party every night with your best friend, you know, sharing a room, and my brothers shared a room, and I'd hear them, staying up late giggling and stuff, and thinking just how much fun they were having in there, and there I was by myself being the only girl. But, you know, looking back at that and seeing where I am now, look at all my sisters that I've gained. God is so good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time. God is good. God is good all the time. But so many beautiful, beautiful women I've met through this ministry that have taught me just to grow spiritually, and I just feel really blessed. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, Mary Rakowski, she's nicknamed me Niagara. They're tears of joy, though. They're tears of joy. But, you know, our prayer every breakfast is that each one of you get something from these breakfasts. You know, if not, you know, at the least a good meal, a smile from a new face. That's our prayer every breakfast. And, you know, my hope, giving this donation to PO, it dawned on me, my hope for you guys is to think, what have you gotten from these breakfasts? What do you get out of coming here from these meals? And here in a minute, I'd like you to ask yourself, after you think about that and ponder on that, what are you willing to give back? I feel like there's so many gifts that we've received from coming here. So what are we going to give back in return? There's, you know, the only reason that we have to ask for the donation is because the $20 that you pay for the ticket, it doesn't cover all the costs of everything that goes on, the printing, the mailing, the speaker, the meal and food, this room, Lakeview. And that's the only reason we have to ask for the donation. But we always ask as well, too, to take a moment and ask God what he wants you to give and trust in that, what you hear. If times aren't, if you're not feeling called to give financially, there is, well, if you are, there's a basket in the middle of your table. That's what you can put it in. But if you're not feeling called to go in that route, we also, you can give your time. That's why we have these questionnaires. There's different ministries listed if that's something that you're feeling called to give this day. If you're not feeling called to give your time or your, you know, monetarily, hopefully you can give your prayers to Magnificat. That's why on the 29th of every month, we have our rosary blanket of prayer. And then we ask all of you to say the rosary for Magnificat, for our religious, for the church, for life, marriage, and family. And that's a donation as well. We need those just as much. Growing up, I didn't really believe in prayer that much, but how silly was that? It works. And I do it a lot more now because it works. I believe it. So, you know, on behalf of all those, Carla, if you could strum a little something, I was going to ask everybody just to take a moment and to close your eyes and to, you know, talk to God and think about what you get from these breakfasts and just ask God what he'd like us to give back in return.